英语大赢家，走遍世界都不怕。Winners English, win the world.
Hello, good morning, everybody. 这里是中央人民广播电台经济之声。This is Business Radio of China National Radio. 现在为您播出的是迎奥运全民讲英语特别节目《英语大赢家》Winners English. 我是江涛老师。今天为大家准备的话题呢，是从咱们整个 classroom 是吧，发生情景剧的这个地点，整个这个教室引申出来的一个比较抽象一点的高一点的话题，什么呢？ Topic 4 Ideal Life 理想人生。什么是理想的人生呢？什么是理想的生活呢？我想呢，这个有英语当中一句话来回答，就是什么呢？ How many heads, how many answers？什么意思呢？有多少个脑袋就有多少种回答，是不是？来，下面一块来进入我们今天的课文学习。
Ideal life. The ideal life is one that many people would like to pursue, yet few achieve. The balance between dreams and reality is one that is difficult to overcome. Many people choose a vocation in the hopes that it would bring them wealth and success.However, after years of labor in their chosen field, they begin to hate their jobs. This is mainly because they have neglected other parts of their lives in search of this success. These people devote their lives to working and are unable to separate themselves from their work. They find that it may not be enough. Some have jobs where their principles and emotional health are challenged by dishonesty or bad work environments.These people can begin to become influenced by the environment in which they work, leading to personal or health problems. This choice is not a permanent situation, however, as many people have chosen to change the values of their lives. There are many different paths open to them. For example, they could go back to school to study something they enjoy, instead of for how much money it can bring. This is not impossible, as you are never too old to study.Other people may look for more fulfilling relationships with their friends, relatives, or those who truly love them. Each of these is an excellent path for an ideal life, as these goals will give each of us a much fuller life, as well as an ideal one.
您看，今天的课文呢，实际上是在进行啊，这个哲理的英语的讲解，是不是？其实你看整篇文章啊，写的都是特别的漂亮。理想的生活是很多人都要追求的，但却很少有人能够实现。那实际上呢，从我个人的理解来讲的话呢，是我们的理想啊是不断的延伸的。当我们完成了这一阶段的理想的话呢，那么又会出现一个新的理想。所以说站在这个角度上来讲的话呢，是很少能够实现终极的理想的。当然呢，对于一些听众朋友来讲的话呢，也会有认识，是吧？理想、梦想和现实是有一定的差距的。那么关键呢，怎么样平衡这个理想生活和 reality 现实，是不是？这个需要重新这个判断自己的生活价值，重新选择自己的道路。那这是咱们今天课文当中啊，我们呢想要传递给我们听众朋友的这些信息。 Very useful, very important, right? Not only the language itself, but also the information contained in this language, right? Okay, so now let's continue to have a look at the keywords and the key phrases. And the first one is overcome. Overcome 意思是战胜、克服、征服。那么课文开门见山呢，就说了这样一句话，是不是？他说梦想和现实之间的平衡是很难跨越的。怎么说呢？说 the balance between dreams and reality。那么在梦想和 reality 这个现实当中，这种 balance 这种平衡 is one that is difficult to overcome， 是非常难以克服的，是非常难以跨越。这个地方叫 overcome 呢，就是战胜、克服、征服、跨越的意思。 overcome difficulties， 战胜困难、克服困难，这个没有我们战胜不了的困难。There is no difficulty we can't overcome. 没有我们战胜不了的困难。克服缺点怎么说呢？ Overcome one's shortcomings, right? Overcome somebody's shortcomings. Shortcomings, 缺点是吧？ Overcome, 克服, right? 这个你克服了你的缺点了吗？是不是 ？Have you overcome your shortcomings？ 哎哎，你现在已经克服了吗 ？Overcome 克服、征服 ，come 来 ，over 越过，来的过程当中呢有这个障碍，所以呢我要越过障碍 ，over 是吧？从障碍的上面过来 ，overcome 战胜、克服。好，接下来看第二个重点单词 ，neglect 疏忽、忽略，在课文当中啊。剖析某些人在自己选择的领域当中工作了几年之后就开始痛恨自己的工作的时候，有这么一句话哈，他说什么呢？他说 This is mainly because they have neglected other parts of their lives in search of this success. 这主要是因为他们在追求成功的同时呢，忽略了生活的其他部分。那这个地方这句话我们再说一遍啊 This is mainly because 这主要是因为 They have neglected 这个地方是一个完成时态现在完成时 They have neglected other parts of their lives 忽略了生活当中的其他部分 In search of the success 在追求成功的那在这个地方呢 Neglect 就是忽略忽视的意思比如说废寝忘食怎么说呢He neglected his meals and sleep. 他忽略了他的吃饭以及他的什么呢？睡眠就是废寝忘食，是不是？那么再造一个句子哈，他因为啊这个玩忽职守而被解雇了，怎么说呢 ？He was dismissed. 啊 ，dismissed 解散是吧？被解除。He was dismissed for 因为什么呢？介词 for 表示因为 for neglecting his duty.忽略了他的职责 neglecting his duty 忽略了他的职责所以呢就被解聘了下面看一看今天的重点词组是哪一个呢 devote something to 还记不记得前面我们说过一个词组叫做什么呢叫做 be dedicated to 那么这个地方呢我们学到它的一个近义词组叫做什么呢 devote to 投身于献身致力于什么什么事情那么课文呢在谈到那些痛恨自己工作的人呢他这么说了他说These people devote their lives to working and are unable to separate themselves from their work. 说这些人呢、啊，把自己的生活投入到工作之中，无法从工作当中啊分身，是不是？那这个地方呢，就是 devote their lives to working， 把自己的生命投入到哪里呢？投入到 working 当中。请注意这个 to， 同样还是一个介词，后面呢。必须加名词或者是动词的 ing 形式 right? Devote somebody's life to something 把某人一辈子的生命是吧生活投入智力献身于什么什么事情 OK These people devote their lives to working and are unable to separate themselves from their work OK 这些人把自己的生活投入到工作当中无法从工作分身好那么这个咱们再造一个句子他把他的一生奉献给了音乐He devoted himself entirely to music. 那他把他的一生献给了教育，怎么说呢 ？He devoted himself entirely to education. 好，接下来的时间，让我们来总结一下这篇课文当中啊，它的有关于理想人生的功能性句型。The first one， 究竟什么是理想人生啊？仁者见仁，智者见智。那么有这样一句话，在课文当中是这样说的。The ideal life is one that many people would like to pursue, yet few achieve. 理想的人生，理想的生活是很多人想要追求的，但是呢，很少人能够实现 ，right? 啊，很富有哲学智慧的这样一句话。The ideal life is one that many people would like to pursue, yet few achieve. 理想的生活是很多人想要追求，但是很少有人实现。但是啊，说点姜老师的个人的这个看法，其实理想的生活其实并不是某一个点，而是在于追求的这个过程。如果你在这个追求的过程当中，你能够享受这个过程了，实际上也就是你追求到了你的 ideal life， right？ 那么这是 the first functional sentence. The second sentence is what? Many people choose a vacation in the hopes that it would bring them wealth.And success. 很多人在选择职业的时候呢，希望他给自己带来财富和成功。那么这当然是对于理想人生或者对于职业选择的这样一个论述，一个观点的这样一句话。Many people
choose a vacation in the hopes that it would bring them wealth and success.
来，下面再看第三个功能句型。
For example, they could go back to school to study something they enjoy instead of for how much money it can bring.
当我们开始厌倦自己的工作的时候，就可以干嘛呢？比如说，可以重回学校，学习感兴趣的东西，不去考虑会给我们带来多少金钱。这句话啊，是一个非常好的一个建议句。当我们身边如果有朋友厌倦自己的工作的时候，我们就可以这么说。我们把这个主语改一下啊，把 they 改成 you。OK， 那么这就是以上的三个 functional sentences。好，下面让我们再来听一遍今天的情景句。
Ideal life. The ideal life is one that many people would like to pursue, yet few achieve. The balance between dreams and reality is one that is difficult to overcome. Many people choose a vocation in the hopes that it would bring them wealth and success. However, after years of labor in their chosen field, they begin to hate their jobs. This is mainly becauseThey have neglected other parts of their lives in search of this success. These people devote their lives to working and are unable to separate themselves from their work. They find that it may not be enough. Some have jobs where their principles and emotional health are challenged by dishonesty or bad work environments. These people can begin to become influenced by the environment in which they work, leading to personal or health problems. This choice is not a permanent situation, however, as many people have chosen to change the values of their lives. There are many different paths open to them. For example, they could go back to school to study something they enjoy, instead of for how much money it can bring. This is not impossible, as you are never too old to study. Other people may look for more fulfilling relationships with their friends, relatives,or those who truly love them. Each of these is an excellent path for an ideal life, as these goals will give each of us a much fuller life, as well as an ideal one.
Welcome back to Winners English. This is Oscar. 欢迎大家回到英语大赢家，我是江涛老师。您现在收听的是中央人民广播电台经济之声，迎奥运全民讲英语特别节目，英语大赢家。今天我们的特别任务呢，就是来学习一下啊几种英语的常用的后缀。那么跟前缀一样，后缀呢是指的那些不单独成词成义，而是附着粘附在这个词根或者是某一个单词后面的一个构词部分，从而形成新的单词，拥有新的词性或词义。当然我们说后缀一般是改变词性不改词义，所以呢后缀呢就有名词后缀、动词后缀、形容词后缀之分，当然还有副词后缀。那么在教材171页的这些个后缀，还是像我们这个上一个星期江老师提醒大家的，一定要多听多写并且多体会。接下来的时间呢，让我们共同来进入由嘉宾主持老师陈超和韩东共同为您主持的奥运图书馆。今天我们来聊Safety precautions of Beijing Olympic Games. Olympic
各位听众朋友早晨好，欢迎您来到今天的奥运图书馆，我是陈超。
关注奥运，关注英语大赢家，我是韩东。新的一天，希望能带给您好的心情。
全世界都要关注的北京奥运会呢，即将要到来了。俗话说呀，安全第一。安全奥运是一个不容忽视的问题。
I agree with you. 奥运会期间呢，会有来自全国各地的和全世界的友人到北京，路上呢得注意交通安全，
住宿各方面啊都要保证安全，
就连吃饭也得保证食品安全呢。
是啊，安全啊是每一届奥运会举办的这个重要保证，也是奥运会组织工作中的重中之重。
安全措施到位了，才能保证奥运会有一个良好安全的环境呢。
只有在和平安全的环境里，人们才有精力去重视体育赛事。
对，奥运会就是一个很好的例子，因为在历史上呢，它就由于战争而被迫取消。
是啊，是在二战期间啊，40年和44年的这个奥运会呢，都是因为这个二战的原因啊被取消了。说到安全啊，韩东，你来告诉我们安全的这个英文怎么说好吗？
好 ，security。
Security 安全。哎，韩东啊，你觉得营造安全的奥运环境主要要面向哪些人群呢
？There are quite a lot。像运动员呢、官员、贵宾、媒体、志愿者以及观众等，大家都需要有个安全的环境呢。
这样其他的工作呀、才能够有序的进行。
是啊。
哎，韩东啊，我们知道啊，安保部门呢做了很多的工作，采取了很多的措施来保证奥运会的安全有序的进行。
无论是从食品还是到突发事件的预防和处理，都是做了很多工作的。
是啊，在各个安保部门营造的这个安全的环境中啊，08年的北京奥运一定会成功举办的。
对，让我们拭目以待。
我们今天的奥运图书馆就到这里，下期节目再见。
See you。
英语大赢家，走遍世界都不怕，全民讲英语，
大家都参与。
好，欢迎回到行业英语每日一句。那今天呢，姜老师呢教给我们工作在公交战线上面的听众朋友的一句话就是什么呢？如果您的公交卡丢失了的话，您可以重新办理一张。这句话怎么说呢 ？If you lost your bus card。如果您丢失了 ，if you lost， 如果您丢失了 your bus card， 您的公共汽车卡片是吧？公交卡 ，you can， 你能够 handle 办理 another one， 那再办一张。那么这句话连起来就是 ，if you lost your bus card， you can handle another one。Okay, for the final time, if you lost your bus card, 如果您的公交卡丢失了的话，您可以重新办一张。You can handle another one. 今天的节目就到这个地方，明天同一时间，同一频率，江涛老师和您不见不散。